ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So there is a question that I get quite regularly that many people have a hard time understanding. And it's answered nicely in this particular sequence from the Mahabharata. The question is, how much is everything dependent on destiny, or do we have free will? Is everything destined? I get this question all the time. So this is answered. Krishna answers it before going to deliver the message at Hastinapur, Krishna's peace proposal. So before he leaves, he's speaking to the Pandavas. And after Krishna speaks, Arjuna gives his analysis of what Krishna said. Krishna turned to Arjuna. What is your view, O Dhananjay? I shall leave at dawn for Hastinapur. Do you have any final thoughts? Arjuna had been silently taking everything in. He looked around the great hall. Now they're right now in Virat. The Pandavas are in Virat. The war is about to begin, but Krishna is going to go to Hastinapur with a peace proposal. The many kings and Brahmins present looked back at Arjuna as he began to speak. Arjuna says, I think Yudhishthir has said all that needs to be said, O Janardhan. Everybody say. But it seems to me that you do not see peace as being easily obtained, owing either to Dhritarashtra's avarice or to our weakness. Because just before this, Bhima was feeling a little, shall we say, hesitant to fight. Just like in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was saying, I don't think I should fight. Well, at this point, lo and behold, Bhima also says, I don't know. And Krishna gets on Bhima's case saying, all of a sudden, Bhima, you're talking like this? Bhima, I know you. For years, you have been just holding on to your anger. Now the time for fighting has come, and now you want to let everything be forgiven? And then, the way Krishna was speaking, Bhima said, No, what do you think? I'm Bhima. Don't worry. You're going to see me on the battlefield, and I'm going to smash them. So Krishna did that just to get Bhima fired up for the war. Krishna, you consider man's desires are useless unless attended by action. One should not simply depend on destiny. So this is practical for us. Yes, there is destiny. We all have a destiny. But you still have to do your prescribed duties. Not that, I have a destiny, I'm just going to sit back and not do anything. It's just going to come to me. No, that's not what we learned from Bhagavad Gita. You have a destiny. You may or may not know what, usually we don't know what it is. So even though you don't know, you still have to do your prescribed duty. If everything was simply destiny, then why go to school? What's the point? No. We go to school to educate our children so that they'll know how to act properly as they progress in life. Why do we study the scriptures? It's for the same exact reason. So that when we are beset with a problem, we'll know what is the right course of action and what is the wrong course of action. This whole Mahabharata, that's been the whole story all along. Every incident has been, what's the right way to do it? What's the wrong way to do it? In every single instance, lurking behind every sequence, there's this, what should I do now? Right? When Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra says to Krishna, I don't know if I should fight or not fight. Because he's weighing all the pros and cons, and Arjuna's thinking, if we win, yeah, but there's all of our relatives will die. How can I enjoy the kingdom? No. So Arjuna's confused. But what's the turning point of the Bhagavad Gita? What's the turning point? That's not the turning point. The turning point is when Arjuna says, Krishna, now I am your
disciple.
Up to this point, he doesn't know which way to turn. He drops his bow on the day of the battle. In your cricket match, your weapon is your bat, isn't it? You call it a bat? Right. So let's say it's the championship game. And you go to the coach, I don't know if I should play or not. Right? That's Arjuna. It's the day of the battle. Come on, let's go. But not Arjuna. Confused. But he makes the crucial step. That's why I say it's the turning point. He turns to Krishna and says, please instruct me. So we are all going to have the same thing in our lives. Every one of us. There's going to be a day, like Arjuna, when you're not going to know whether to go here or go here. Whether to do this or do this. So where should you, what should you do at that time? Go to your guru. Go to your parents. Go to Krishna. Go to scriptures and get your answer. All of them should line up. The guru, the holy man, the shastra should all be boom, boom, boom. Like there's in astrology, when there's different alignments that indicates good fortune or bad fortune. So in the same way in your lives, that day is going to come when you're going to have to make a crucial decision and your life depends on it. It happens to all of us. What do I do now? Do I do the right thing or the wrong thing? And how will I know? That's why you need guru, you need sadhu, and you need shastra, and you need to pay attention to when somebody's speaking. At the crucial moment. Having stated his understanding of Krishna's speech, Arjuna gave his response. I am in agreement, O Keshava. In my opinion, there is nothing unattainable to one who acts in knowledge. That we learned from Bhagavad Gita. Armed with yoga, stand and fight. Bhagavad Gita is all about getting proper knowledge. That's why we read Bhagavad Gita, so that you'll know what to do when that day comes. I know you to be the best well-wisher of both ourselves and the Kurus. Yes, Krishna was also in the hearts of the Kauravas. Krishna is in the heart of everyone. He's everyone's well-wisher, but not everybody appreciates Krishna. You've heard me say many times, Hiranyakashipu, what did Vishnu do? Vishnu said, wherever I go, Hiranyakashipu is going to look for me. Where should I go where he won't find me? I'll enter his heart. He'll never look for me there. That's why Krishna is cool. He knows what to do. So, a non-devotee always looks outside for the causes. He did this to me. She did this to me. It's their fault. The devotee looks inward. What is Krishna trying to tell me now in this instance? What should I do now? Not blame everybody. My life is like this because of you and you. No. What's happening? It's my karma. I need to adjust, look inward. It's called introspection. Dhritarashtra does that at the end. After the battle of Kurukshetra, when everything is lost, he lost all his sons. So Vidura comes once again, and Vidura is able to finally reach him. And he tells his brother, come out. Come out. So Dhritarashtra leaves with who? Who goes with him? Gandhari. And they do meditation and introspection, reflecting on what have I done wrong in my life? Introspection. That happens to me during japa time. During japa, I'm also doing introspection because Krishna, while I'm doing japa, Krishna reminds me, remember you did this? Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare. Remember, Narantra, you did this? Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare. Japa sometimes is very painful because Krishna is showing me a movie of my life. And he reminds me, you did this, you did this, you did this, you do this. What do you say, Narantara? I surrender. I give up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Krishna. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
I know you, Krishna, to be the best well-wisher of ourselves and the Kurus. Whatever you decide to do, I will accept. Except he has a change of heart at the first day of the battle. Right now, Arjuna is surrendered. But later on, he's going to have doubts again. But right now, he says, I will accept whatever you decide. If peace is desired by you, then it shall be so. And if you desire war, then I am ready to fight. Arjuna paused. His hand rested on the long sword by his side. Surely he had been born only to wield weapons in combat. He could not honestly see any chance of peace. Why was there no chance of peace? Why? Yes? Because Duryodhana. He was the only one, of course, those who followed him, like Dushasan and Karna. But the elders, they wanted peace. Dhritarashtra also was willing, but Duryodhana, he was the cause. Arjuna could not honestly see any chance of peace, even with Krishna going to Hastinapur. Despite Krishna's power, Krishna never compelled others to act against their own desires. That's called free will. Because I've gotten this. I remember very distinctly. I did a program at Ram Singhania's house a couple of years ago. And there was one Indian man. And he was saying, and I was saying, so when are you going to chant Hare Krishna? Oh, when Krishna makes me. And I went, what? And when are you going to give up sinful activity? Oh, when God makes me. No. That's God doesn't make you do anything. You have free will. You decide. Did Krishna make Arjuna? Did Krishna put Arjuna in a headlock and punch him and say, surrender?
No.
What does Krishna say? I've told you everything. Yatechasi, tat, as you like. So that's the way God is. He gives you free will. So you don't wait for God that he's going to, it ain't going to happen. You have to make a choice. Playing a game. Say you're playing, not that you do, but there's this game called chess. Right? Two people. So we're all playing chess with God. Krishna makes his move. All right, what's your move? Choose wisely. Yes. That's another question. That this went on for so long, the crimes of the Kauravas. But in the end, all accounts were settled. Krishna and the Pandavas took care of everything. Everything was tallied up. Kauravas zero, Pandavas winners, champions. Krishna never compelled others to act against their own desires. Krishna would offer wisdom, present logic and reason, but in the end, everything would depend upon Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana's free will. There was nothing to indicate that they would respond favorably. In all probability, Krishna would return insulted. And that's exactly who insulted Krishna when he came to the assembly. What did Duryodhana try to do? How did he insult Krishna?
You're just a coward boy.
He tried to capture him. How foolish. Krishna had killed so many demons, but Duryodhana was thinking, we'll capture Krishna and then the Pandavas will give up all hope. So what did Krishna do when they tried to capture him? He showed this Virat Roop. And something amazing happened during that time. What? No. They all saw. No. Dhritarashtra got his eyesight back. He prayed, can I see? So for a short time, Krishna allowed Dhritarashtra to see. Because he's been blind his whole life. So Krishna allowed Dhritarashtra to see. And then when Krishna took everything away, imagine getting your eyesight back for a split moment. And what do you see? This universal form?
But still he could not realize that.
That's right. That's what we discussed in the first class. That's exactly what we discussed. Dhritarashtra cannot understand God because he has not done what is necessary to see God. And that was, Prabhupada was once asked. People say, I'll believe in God when I can see him. So Prabhupada's response was, are you willing to do what is required to see God? That they're not. They want to see God on their living room couch. Okay, God, come dance for me. That's not how God rolls. If you want to see God, it's on his terms. Mundane example. President Obama. Get Obama on my cell phone. Come on, call him. You're not going to get through. Okay, let's drive to Washington, knock on his front door. Hey, Obama, I want to talk to you. Is that good? No. He's here, you're down here. Whether you voted for him or not, I'm not talking about that. The fact of the matter is, he's much more important, and you wanting to see him isn't the criteria. You have to be qualified. So what to speak of God? You want to see God? First, you have to qualify yourself. And what's the first symptom of the qualification? Humility and surrender. You have to surrender. Then you can see. Arjuna's voice rose in anger. Without doubt, that evil-minded Duryodhan deserves to die. He and his brothers cruelly and deceitfully robbed us of our kingdom and insulted the innocent. Innocent, who did they insult? Draupadi. Yes. Even Krishna says at some point here, they all have to die because of what they did to Draupadi. They all have to die. And Krishna, I don't know if it's in the, when he goes to the Yasa, but at some point Krishna said, yes, Bhishma, you didn't do anything. The only people that did anything was Vidura and somebody else. Yes, one of the brothers said that this is not right. Everybody else was silent. So Krishna said, they all have to die for that mistreatment of Draupadi. They all have to die. I cannot see Duryodhan accepting any good counsel. Your words, Krishna, will be like throwing seeds on barren land. If you think he should be destroyed, then do it at once, for there is nothing to be considered. Otherwise, let there be battle. Krishna agreed and said, it is exactly as you say. Peace and war both lie in my hands, but I will not force either. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All right, I have been told.